Good evening and welcome to KILI, Kili Radio Storytelling Hour. And this evening I'm going to thank Lloyd and his wife and his son here. They're always here and they're always happy to open the doors to Kili Radio. So, pilaw niya pala. And I want to welcome all of you that are listening out there. It's a great evening. Enjoy the weather and drive safely wherever you're going. My name is Brian, Charging Cloud, and I come up here on Wednesdays and I bring you a story in Lakota. I bring you Lakota language and I bring you the latest are things that I find on education. And this evening, I have my wife up here, so I'm very glad. She needs to be up here because she knows she's from here. She grew up right here in Wounded Knee. She knows the area, and she's a Oglala. So I'll let her introduce herself.
Okay, I think you already introduced me. But good evening. This is Karen. I didn't think I would be sitting here this evening, but well, I had nothing to do, so I figured I might as well go up and say a few things. I hope everyone had a real nice day. I want to say thank you to Kili Radio and its staff for always being here. If not for them and this radio station, we would not be informed. So I appreciate our radio station very much. Before I forget or go any further, I want to wish a special person happy birthday. My sister-in-law, Teresa. Happy birthday. And anyone else who had a birthday today. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to... back to Brian. I think he has a list.
You know, you mentioned something there before we start here. Kili Radio runs on donations. And when you get a chance, just come up here and even $1. There's over 26,000 people and a lot of visitors come too. Everybody puts in a dollar. That's a lot of money. And they can sure use it. They have updated their computer system. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these DJs, they come up here and spend hours. So
this radio station is a much needed service.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For this reservation and others.
And 88.7 was off for like 3 or 4 days, and Karen and I were coming back from a trip. We're going to tell you about that trip, but on the way back, we stopped in Rapid City, and before we came back, we stopped at McDonald's, and Wiakaska was in there. I hope he's listening this evening. He said, hey, what's wrong with 88.7? We didn't hear from it for 4 days now. There's a lot of listeners in Rapid City, and we really thank you. And there's a lot of Lakota there, too. Thousands of them, and a lot of students over there. Someday, if they have a school, they can have their own Lakota school. And I wish they can do that. So, this evening, I wanted to share, Karen and I were invited to a summer camp. It's a horse camp. And in Lakota, the way they advertised it was Shunkawa ka Oyate. Like on the way up here, when they need. Should I say battlefield site or should I say massacre site? Anyway.
In Wounded Knee?
Yeah. And down there, I see a lot of horse trailers and a lot of horses. Well, my brother lives in Sisseton. And about 2 months ago, he called and he said, we're having a horse camp. And it's going to be called Shunkawa Ka Oyate. And he said, they asked him to do the horse seminar. See, my brother is a horse trainer. And, me, I don't go near horses. But, he breaks horses and he trains horses. So, he said, you can come up and maybe say a few words. So, and then the person that worked with him, his name was Tim Labatt, and I'll tell you more about him and his family and the whole Enemy Swim. There's a district called Enemy Swim just north from where my brother did. And what I see there was I see it here too, because we have these rides and the runs. The 500 mile run, the crazy horse ride, and the, of course the Bigfoot ride. Maybe there's some others that I missed. But you know, something like when we were there from Wednesday evening until Saturday night, and we made a lot of good friends. And what I came away from there was that we are all, that the word mitakuye oase, or some people will say mitakuye oase, we're all related, whether it's N or D or L, and we all understand each other. And it's good to see that we all live in that circle of our way of life. And they wanted to do that because they, like, I shouldn't say they, but there's some of us, whether it's Sichangru or Ovalala or Hunkbapha, Lakbashte, Sisituan, the Low Brul, Kuvi Chasha Hana. No Mahina is Hunkbati. Karen Hunkbati is
Hunkbati. Hunkbati.
No. But some of the of us we're slowly losing. We're losing a lot of people that know the language. And all of our way of life, there's a lot of things that we do. A lot of things going on right now. Sundances, Nipi, things like that. And they wanted to revive those and let the children know. And I think they put the children first. So during that camp, they have all the families bring their children, and then local, the area around Enemy Swim, people that own horses, there's a lot of horse trailers came. All of a sudden,
horse owners,
they all came. There was portable corral set up, and a lot of horse trailers came, a lot of horses, people bring horses. And then every day they let the children ride, and then of course they have guides. And then during that camp, there was continuous food, and there was 3 meals a day. And the person that cooked, he was there for all those days. It was buffalo meat and broth.
They butchered a buffalo, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Days before that.
Yeah.
So we ate nothing but buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
No pop.
Yeah, just tea.
Plenty of water,
mm-hmm.
tea, and coffee at mm-hmm. times.
Yeah. That's one thing that they was something that no, there was no soda.
No sugar.
We call it pop. No sugar.
Only the sweet mm-hmm. stuff was the melon, the fruits mm-hmm. that they served.
There was fruits, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we when we got there, they had a little program. It wasn't written down, but just, there was something always going. And then they built a shade. It's not a shade, but it's made.
It was a like a pole barn.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were putting up a pole barn, but they encased it with a tarp,
yes.
large tarp.
Every corner there, there was 6x6 those
yeah.
boards and big ones, but 14
it
feet
was,
high.
Yeah, it was really nicely
yeah.
made.
Yeah.
And chairs and tables.
Chairs and tables.
They had those porta potties and even those little wash stands mm-hmm. too.
Porta potties, and outside they had wash stands, portable wash stands.
Yeah.
And one thing that I told Karen was cleanliness. There was no trash.
The camp was near, right by the enemy swim lake
yeah.
on the north side, and it was cleaned up and mowed and prepared really mm-hmm. nice.
When they cleaned that up, they found a lot of beer cans, so they threw them all out. And from now on, it's going to be a park for cultural activities.
Yeah, maintained.
Yeah, and it's going to be maintained.
It's really a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a larger campsite.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, during the those Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I see a lot of horseback riding. A lot of how is the horse related to the Lakota people? And we know there's a lot of people out there here on this reservation that handle horses every day. They ride horses every day. And one time, I hope I'm going to mention his name, Chubb Thunderhawk. He did a horse presentations for us one time, and things like that are need to be done to the young people more, and then the drum too. And I think you mentioned Chris' name too. He does the drum presentation. So we still have a lot of people here that know those cultural like
knowledge,
things
yeah.
like there's knowledge out there. Huge knowledge, like the dictionary. And so we need to, like, and I know we're doing this, like, I see a lot of horses down here at Wounded Knee. And then, like, when we have these, like the veterans' power, you have the horseback riding, things like that, Wachipi. Okay, and then, one time the DJ came and he played like Lloyd does here. Songs that might really
different tunes
make you walk on that black road, but
beer drinking music.
And then they dance. They
yeah.
they pick you out, and you get out there, and they pick another a lady that you don't even know, and then you're supposed to dance out there. And then they had stick horses, so they pick out maybe there was 10 stick horses. So everybody gets on the stick horse, and then you're supposed to. Ichacha or Ianka or Money.
Yeah.
Or
before they got it going, the guy, the organizer, Tim, said, was announcing that there was going to be a horse parade.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be, because there was horses back there, so I thought they were going to parade them. And he said our friends from the Black Hills,
yeah.
from the West, we want them out here, and they put out chairs for us, so they will be the judges. And then they picked an elder, so three of us sat there. And here he asked everyone to come forward, including the children. And then he went to his horse trailer. I thought he was going to pull out a horse, and there he pulled out a whole bunch of stick horses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was good. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
A contest. There was actually a prize.
They had age category, yeah. So they had the little younger children start first, and then the next age, and then they had the children have their parents get out there too. Mm-hmm. And it was good that the parents were willingly participated. Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
And what that does is, I'm going to mention this maybe a few more times, but you see that community, a lot of parents came, and we always mention say those words here, support, and support each other, and share your knowledge. The other one was moccasin game. I've heard of moccasin game, but I've never actually seen one. And this gentleman that invited us, his name is Tim Labatt, his son, he had a whole set of moccasin game. He sings too, he had his own drum. And he showed me how it's played. But that's it's like a hand game, but if you have a hand game set, it'll be a moccasin game set. So you'll have four of those little, they look like they're about 10 by 10. It could be any kind of design. It could be sheepskin. It could be a blanket cut up in like different colors.
Yeah, like the form of a moccasin.
Yeah, yeah. And then you hide something underneath there. And then you have
a
long
game.
Stick. You have a long stick, and then you hit the one of those, whatever you want to, you hit it. If it's there, you guessed it. So it's like a hand game. And there's a story behind that, too, moccasin game. People from Sichuan, probably. And then they had some people from Minnesota a long time ago, maybe 150 years ago. They, like here, maybe the Nakota people, get along with someone, but they, instead of fighting, they decided to have a game, and they all went away happy. And that was
instead of fighting over territory for hunting, mm-hmm. they decided to have this game. So whoever wins the game, they get to do the hunting.
So those games, like the Hampa Pechen game, I always tell, I think I mentioned it over my storytelling hour, that I always tell the children that the Hampa Pechen brings, teaches you competitiveness, that's all I always say. And also it teaches you that whatever you do, you got to know it inside and out. If you don't, you're going to lose. Then the other one was remembrance. Now this one here, it was the first time I've seen it done like that too. But Tim bought a real big piece of cake. It
was sheet cake. Sheet cake was brought.
Mm-hmm. And then the cover, everybody makes a circle and put a name on there. People, someone that you want to remember that went back.
Any horse owner that had passed on. Anyone wants to memorialize, they write their names.
Mm-hmm.
And then just before before serving, they prayed.
Mm-hmm.
They prayed for everyone, and then they called all those, named all those people that had passed on and that were listed on that cake. Mm-hmm. And then what was very impressive was this boy, young man, he must be about what age?
10 years old.
10 years old. He sang an honor song.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, he sang an honor song.
And,
that's very impressive.
Uh-huh.
And then there, I'm going to mention something. Someone told, I didn't hear that announcement, but that number 70% came. 70% of the Oyate do not speak their language.
Maybe in that conversation, when I was talking to the women there, they said out of their population, whatever it was, they said there was identified 70 people.
Well, 70 people?
70 individuals.
Yeah, that's...
That spoke their language.
Pretty low.
Yeah, and out of that 70, very few stepped forward to help try to save the language.
I want to come back to that because we always talk about here. And then they had the cake and then the honoring song. And then they have the horseback riding for the children. And now fishing. It was at, and if you ever go up to Sisseton, maybe some of you listeners go up to the powwow at Sisseton. That is ready now. They took us over there and showed us the powwow grounds. It is a nice place, very nice. And it is ready to go. Right now there's probably campers there. So maybe some of you dancers are heading that way Friday or next week probably.
Yeah, vendors.
Mm-hmm, vendors. So, the fishing part. Let me get back to the fishing part. They bought, I don't know how many fish poles they bought, and they didn't buy the cheap fish poles too. I was helping this young man fishing, and then those poles are really, really nice fishing poles. And Tim bought those too. So they bought fish poles, stick horses, tents. They have some.
Yeah, they have plenty of tents for families who want to camp. Yeah.
They bought some extra ones.
Yeah.
So if you didn't have a tent, all you have to do is ask, and you can sleep in one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and then. I think what
the fishing. Remember, one boy caught a fish.
A bass. What's that other one fish called that I usually eat over here at the
walleye.
I usually go to Piawichon, across from Piawichon in the Lakota.
Prairie Ranch Resort.
I always go over there and eat walleye. And I thought it was a walleye, but they said there's walleye in there too. But the one he caught was a big mouth bass. And those are good to eat too. Really good. So if you like fish, I know we have probably fish. Maybe White Clay Dam has fish over there. So next year, they're going to do the same thing. This is the beginning, the first, and then they're trying to, like, there's only 70 speakers there, so they're trying to share people that can speak and people that know the culture to share so that the younger people can learn and carry it on.
Yeah, you know, speaking of language, they have a language program. Yes. The tribe has a language program.
Yes. Yes, we went to the tribal office too.
They have a real nice tribal office.
Yeah. And they have a language institute there. I don't know who runs it, or I don't know what they do, but there's a sign there. And the other one was the tarot director brought me some bitterroot. And he said he invited me to go back there in September. He said he's going to take me out there where they get the bitterroot. He said it's going to be muddy. It's going to be up to your knees.
Yeah,
or waist.
Be ready to crawl around in the swamp.
Yeah, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go get some bitterroot. It's a harvest time in September, so they have bitterroot, but they have no sage.
Oh, yeah.
There was no sage over there. So someone just came back from Rosebud, and she happened to have a plastic bag full of sage, so they used those at the camp. So that's, to me, that was what they did was really good, and we do things like that around here. So, but you know, it brings the people together, and then these resource people. If there's only 70 people that can speak the language, and many of those do not, shall I say, step forward and talk. Like, I went to a lot of resource people, and what I get from them is So if you know the culture, and I know many of you do, Persevere and commitment. Okay. So he chant the Lakota, language. But when not only walk along, he wanted to not only check out the Akeshak teacher. Why actor Lakota won't speak? Okay, I guess now. So he's going to chant it chunk. The little Ota can chant it on it chunky. Now we are going to do it. Methodology. So it's not only the Lakota Lakota here. Hawaii is. Mozina kun tukteekta, no vita on tukteekta, enkä hetsä, että tämä on vataan hit. Hän on ihan jäpkää päässä. Hän on ihan jäät sonallaan, niin näkyy, kun se vita hällä tsikalla hetsinä. Uetsmasten, niin se, että on kiitsi, lehtsillä on vitsotaan, on kutsikilla tanka. Vähän, kun se hetsitys, niin se, että se hetsitys. Hetsä, että kumminille, lehtsille, vuotsonkille, no, Lena le lakhota o unki le cha hekta ke golkupi chimpi. Hona ha. Na kohoch tuktek te lthosh, vanesh vakpa shtek ta chota maslode a tenish na kosi cha. Hena hena uki cha mata mashtek. Lena iha chi umajila pi. Lesh mashiti ake. We are all one, whether it's Dakota, Nakota, or Lakota. Hena iha. Tänse här vad han kallade. Det kunde ha sett någon öknus eller så där. Lil Karen.
Prevention vad
gäller sig. Ja. Ha. Och kanske hela kan du är hela en genomin känna chef det här chans det han sin tacku hur tacku illa annars lära We went to a culture camp in Sisseton last week on Wednesday through Saturday night. And if you have ever been to Sisseton, it was in a community called Enemy Swim. And it was put on by the tribe. Also, I don't know what the program was, but the tribe. And then they have three casinos over there. I didn't know that. Dakota Magic and Dakota Sioux, and there was one
connection,
Dakota Connection. And then it was also supported by Morton. There's a casino over there too in Flanjou. So they had a lot of help, but there was a lot of food. There was a cook there that continuously cooked, and they had three meals a day. And the person that run this whole show, it was actually a combination of families that, and they brought some tents. So if you didn't have a tent, you had a place to stay. They have fish poles so you can fish, because it's right there. You're right along the edge of Enemy Swim. It's a beautiful place. A lot of trees, a lot of pelicans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And good fishing, walleye and bass, and
Swimming.
They were swimming right there at the same time people were fishing. And horseback riders, there's a lot of horseback riders. And the main thing they wanted to do was the children that don't have horses, or maybe somebody wants to ride a horse, they had horse rides.
They had trail rides for older, but for the smaller children, they put them on the horse and they led them around.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
And they had dancing. They played some country and western songs for about 30 minutes, and everybody was, they picked people, and they, you have to go out there and dance. Dance to Johnny Cash, or I don't know who, like the ones Lloyd plays here. Yeah. And then they had a moccasin game demonstration, and they actually had a contest there.
Oh yeah, those then, girls from Morton. The young man, Tristan, was teaching them how to play, and the boys ended up, the girls won.
Yeah, those won girls.
Because they had a contest or something, so they won.
Yeah. And then storytelling.
Storytelling, that was a ghost story, mm-hmm. ghost stories, and then a funny story, mm-hmm. and a long time story, that traditional, they said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then they had, there was no sage over there. You look around the countryside and you're not going to find no sage over there. So, I bet you there's sage over there. They did, but no, while we were there, they couldn't find no sage. And one lady just came back from Rosebud and she had sage, so they used that sage.
There was a lot of farmland over there.
So I'm going to send that little boy some sage, Tristan.
Oh, yeah.
He's a singer, and he also does the moccasin games. And it was... the people were really... before we left Saturday night, everybody just shook hands and hugged each other, and they wanted to do it again. And so they're going to do it again next year, September. And so we got invited, and they said, tell people in Pine Ridge or anywhere to come. They really look up to the Oglala and Rosebud, because...
come to think of it, I was the only Oglala over there.
I was the only Oglala there. So, but they know a lot of things too.
Yeah.
They have a lot of things. So, but the whole thing is that we're all one,
yeah.
And we all need to help each other. Whether you're,
we didn't go prepared first of all,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Because we had the stuff we wanted to take, but we weren't sure, so
yeah.
We left them in here.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, they needed them too. So next time we go, we'll be prepared.
But for myself. The language, I've been I talk about language all the time, and what I heard there was gave me more of that energy to work for the language, and that's I don't know where I don't know how they got that, but they can count them, because there's I don't know how many people that have their insisting, but Karen, someone told Karen that there's only 70 speakers there. 70, that's all. That's it. So remember now, out there, listeners.
They really like it when they hear us speak Lakota. They always compliment us.
Yeah. And when I did this part of the storytelling, I talked on the way of life. He wanted me to say some Lakota words and speak Lakota. So we have a lot of Lakota speakers here, and also in Rosebud. And I don't know about Cheyenne River. I'm from there, but last time I actually counted them, because I know everybody on the Western Cheyenne River, and there's not many. And in the Eastern Cheyenne River, hardly anybody. I don't know about... Standing Rock. So, if you can speak the Lakota language, speak at home.
Speak it,
Let the other people hear, so that they will maybe remember some words. Okay, that brings us to today, June 25th, is Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Victory Day.
It's a... Karen says it's a Victory Day. On that day, Crazy Horse chief Gaul, Sitting Bull, and many other Lakota Akichita, warriors, men, women, children, elders.
Yes.
Defeated the United States 7th Cavalry. Total loss, U.S. casualty, 268 dead and 55 injured, according to this story that I have. It's from the encyclopedia. And this was done by Lakota, Shahila, Northern Cheyenne, Arapaho, Machpiatro, Lakota, Shahila, Machpiatro, Kilipal, Lea Petruki, Tuktail, Greasy Grass, Apwell, Wohi at Hong Kong Kara, Nalana Echela, Tohanta, Kotchik, the little Hippiki. Natural war here to the cause. Now the Wapa go triumphs are here, Ktepi. Rash Lanchi Hetchin of Triumphs.
Ktepi now, YouTube.
Ktepi now, I cheat Hetchel. I have to move here. That's too harsh, isn't it?
We talk keep.
We talk keep a little Nikilipi. Chase her donana of the Nakam and I hunker Luna. Tokuni, I of the Kahitin, hunker Ohitika, my church.
Local owner, ha Lakota, Tamako, get a glonita bo. Nagiti, like Oyate, Navi Takti.
He 1876. When I had to keep which I should hunt some Kilena Abeliza Slolapi Nanihitia, she added Harpy Kilena. When I took take the Akichita and the Hawashitu and the Hina. He had to tell you on the way, and the herbsnash had just a honest lap.
Quota or got a chuck on a ptala each other.
He had a hearty little young cup letters in 1876. When I had one to Tonak, so here, you just want a little woe here, car up, return on a lila.
Lila, or I think she tell me chuck up.
She tell me club. My coach of the Hagen, the Han.
Ktogany chump on cranny chip.
That's my kick on the chest. Stop. He said, I'm not going to eat to a una, mother's car, Mazilla. He's a fine girl, my cook, and the even is hooked up on his shack that's a car. Rena, the Han and I are kept. Na tsami taku ya pe lea pe tuke ha. Mulak hota, ni lak hota pe, na malak hota. Malak hota ke lea pe tuke ha. Na ui tasha ar, ni haka le akichi ta, ni le crazy horse. Tashon ke witko, na le chief gaw le chao ke lea. Sitting bull le tatanka yotaka. The Han, it's a blood thing. Then, Ohaka, that's in Tonachi, One time, I was up there on the, this greasy grass, and I ran into this one person. He was from the military academy, I think it's army, and I don't know how we started talking, but he said he was from the military academy, and he was standing there looking down the hill west, and he mentioned two words, tactician and strategist. And he mentioned Crazy Horse and all his all those brave men,
warriors.
How did they do this?
I remember he looked at his watch and he said, according to, you know, everything that happened in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
At least.
Fast.
Yeah.
And they were on horses. no saddles, no bridles.
Some of them were on foot.
So they were.
He said, even up to today, the.
You still study that.
You still study.
Mm-hmm. And so these men were brave.
We are now Itashana, Pretagna.
So that is, we remember that day, Lakota Victory Day. It's called the Battle of Little Big Horn. And then some people call it Greasy Grass. Battle of Greasy Grass. Okay, announcements. And I'm going to do my shout-outs. Usually I do this in the beginning. But I want to say good evening to Charlie up in Martin. Tom, if you're listening in Pine Ridge. Last time I talked to Tom, I said, I don't think he hears anymore. No, Tom, if you're listening, have a great evening. And Tim, I don't know where Tim is. I didn't see Tim all day or last 2 days. Tim usually helps me out up here. And while I was gone a week before, he came and cut the grass and did a great, really good job. Thank you, Jim. And what else? The Wounded Knee District School lunch program, they only serve lunch. So your children will be picked up about 11:30, I think. And then my Lakota immersion classes, they pick them up about the vans. We don't use the school vans. We're doing everything on our own. But Youth Works will pick up the students at between 9 and 9:30. Kiza Park, the housing and White Horse Creek. And then we usually have lunch from 12 to 1, and then we have cultural activities from 1 to 2, and then they have kids' hour from there till 3, and they go home again. So I want to say thank you to youth groups too.
Thank you, Youth Works. Yeah. Thank you to the school administration.
And thank you to Alice for letting them use the school. And she even let them use like other people too. Like there's a group there that have the men play bingo and the women play games. And also they have a little baby.
Yeah, we have
too.
Good staff there.
Yeah, so we're helping everybody. We're helping the little babies, we're helping the men, and we're helping the women too. And we're doing something else too, and we did it 2 times now. We pick out people, anybody. We usually give them a gift card. And next time we do that, we'll announce it again. And yesterday I had 9 people. You come in and you can tell a story. We will record it, and then we'll put them into a. We're trying to make a book, Wounded Knee, and I think that's the staff's idea. The Alice and all of the other staff, the whole Wounded Knee school, the school board, and the community. So it's going to be yours. So you can come in and tell a Wanagi story, maybe a.
Some history.
History. I think yesterday I heard a deer woman story. And also maybe a ghost story. Or how Uyukhpe, the history of Uyukhpe. So any kind of story that you want to share, you can come over there and I'll let you know when they come. So we're trying to get everybody involved in the community. We mentioned resource people. If you know a lot of things, come over and share. Tell us about it. And we're not going to sell it. So one time I asked this gentleman that was in Ritzkaffel. And the women who lived with the wolves, they have relatives He came from that family.
That was a true story.
True story. So I asked him if he can come to the school and share, and he said no. He said, I can't do that because he might sell it.
And everybody knew
and
about
now
it already.
Now he's gone. He took that story with him. So that's why, if you know something, especially to our elders, share it now. Don't take it with you. Share it. So now it's 6 o'clock, and when Lloyd comes back, I want to thank him. And I want to thank all you listeners for listening to us, sharing our trip to Sisseton, our cultural trip. We'll call it cultural trip.
Cultural camp.
I want to thank my wife, Karen, and for sharing, coming up here, and I hope she comes back every Wednesday. Because sometimes, especially when the school starts, then our scheduling sometimes, especially on Wednesdays, sometimes we have activities at the school on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I have my Wednesdays scheduled already.
Oh, yeah, and the school starts too. The college classes will start too. So, but if we can, it will be, next week will be 4th of July. Next week, if we're home, we'll come up here again and share. This time I will tell a story. And these stories, while I'm waiting for Lloyd, and the stories that I tell on the Kitty Radio, they're all recorded, and they're all on Google. So if you want to listen to one of those, you can just put Brian Charging Cloud, that comes right up, Kitty Radio Storytelling. And you can go all the way back to 2007, listen to, click on one of those and listen to it. Because a lot of my stories, most of my stories are also like in English and Lakota. And you've been up here, many of them. So, I thought I'd share that. And, another thing that I wanted to say is this door is open on Wednesdays. And, Karen and I are here. If you want to tell, share something with us, you're welcome to come. Anybody can come. And also we, Tanshi, Robert, and I, we always say that too. On Saturday mornings, you can come too. So, I want to say thank you again. And Lloyd's back there, so tell him. Pilami apelo, Lloyd.
Listening to KILI 90.1 FM in Porcupine, awarded the Best Indian Radio Station of the Year at the 3rd Annual Native American Music Awards in Albuquerque, New Mexico. KILI Radio, the voice of this great Lakota Nation.
Hello, my name is Wiwangwa Chapingwi Whiteplume, and when I'm not on the power trail, I listen to KILI 90.1 Porcupine, South Dakota, the voice of a Lakota Nation.